you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I want
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome to the dictatorship. The dictatorship. What dictatorship, you ask? Why, Mr. George Bush's dictatorship. I am your leader, and I am going to tell you how to live, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, because I'm going to keep you safe, even if it kills you. Well, what a difference a week can make, huh? You know, we had Dr. Jerome Corsi on a week or so ago, since this story broke, and of course I had access to it before I read it from him, about Mr. Bush's Directive 51, which really and truly typifies a complete totalitarian state, such as we have never seen in modern history, except maybe in the Soviet Union, and in Red China particularly, where the state owns everything, where the state controls everything. And George Bush is the state. Well, now we have more information tonight that we're going to explore about these internment camps that we have direct links to. And Dr. Corsi has talked about internment camps for people who are going to be classified as dissidents, traitors, renegades, and terrorists. See it all coming now? I want to explore this issue with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to explore. As we enter the most dangerous time in America's history since the Revolutionary War itself, it's important that we go over a little bit of history and how we are being waltzed, if you will, waltzed into a new world order involving the UN and involving the superstructure of world machinery, the machinery of world government, as it were. And, you know, it started really with Wilson in World War I. And Woodrow Wilson deliberately and intentionally falsifying the U.S. Constitution before what he presumed was an illiterate American public. That somehow we were commissioned, our founding fathers commissioned us to fight world issues so that we can bring democracy, as he called it, to the world. Well, that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the end of America. Not to be outdone by Wilson, fraudulent deficit Roosevelt, FDR, also the new stooge in the White House at the time, began the process of locking us permanently into a one-world superstate, destroying American sovereignty, destroying the concept of America first and America only, of neutrality in war, of minding one's business instead of becoming the policeman of the world, the crooked cop of the world. Well, that, too, firmly planted us on the ground of one-worldism and globalism. The results of the war was a war on our sovereignty, our freedom. And now we see from the Kennedy administration after Eisenhower all the way to the present president of these states, a dictatorship forming that will link us into a one-world super beast system. Listen in. We'll go over a few things when we come back, and we'll take calls as well. Only on Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Yes, Mr. Soviet good buddy. Yes, Soviet good buddy Bush. You decide, we follow. You're the decider. We are the followers. Well, let me begin, ladies and gentlemen, in a little bit of history, going back to the Dan Smoot reports for 1961, October 2nd. And Professor Smoot, who was very learned and very knowledgeable in world affairs, former FBI official who left the Bureau to form his own educational ministries in the United States to try to win back constitutional government, had written this script for the broadcast, Machinery for World Government. And this went on. I want you to understand now, in more recent times, we hear so much about Kennedy and so much about his heroics and so forth, but the fact of the matter is, John Kennedy's administration was as controlled as was Roosevelt, as was Eisenhower's, Truman's, and all of them, going back to Wilson, by the same clique of Zionists, of internationalists, of globalists. And so he wrote, in mid-September of 61, when Congress was struggling toward adjournment, a wave of panic swept through the patriotic groups in America. Americans who love their country enough to have been watching events closely fear that if Congress passed the administration bill to create the disarmament agency and then adjourned, President Kennedy would go to New York and by executive action, in the interests of showing the world that America wanted peace, surrender control of American armed forces to the United Nations. and by that act make America's disarmed, outvoted province in a one-world socialist system, which the Soviets without opposition would control. Well, the fear was by no means foolish or unfounded, Professor Smoot said. He said there was little danger that Kennedy would do such a thing in one bold stroke. Indeed, our danger would be much less if Kennedy did try to make such an open and abrupt surrender. The people would be so aroused that they would force Congress to impeach the president and nullify his actions. For proof of these grim charges, let's take a look at the record. In a widely syndicated column carried by the Shreveport Journal, Edith Kermit Roosevelt said, quote, "While the Defense Department is canceling anti-communist seminars by the military, not a word is said about those seminars where a clique of civilian professors promotes the dangerous myth that we are helpless to stem the inevitable expansion of Soviet communist power." This line of defeatist thinking is reflected by the published proceedings of the Asilomar National Strategy Seminar of April 24th through the 30th, 1960, sponsored by the 6th U.S. Army, 4th U.S. Air Force, and the Western Sea, in the Western Sea Frontier. Quote, "On the Asilomar Conference Grounds, Monterey Peninsula, California, 500 Americans, chiefly reserve officers, heard Walt Rostow, Deputy Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, predict that, quote, the role of the United States in determining the outcome of the world's history ever coming decades to come will, of course, he said, be marginal and success cannot be assured." Now, you have to understand the code language being used here. He was basically downsizing the role of America in terms of fighting against communism. Communism would not have existed were it not for the United States of America in World War II. It would never have advanced throughout Asia and Africa, throughout Europe, of course, had it not been for American aid and comfort. And he says, on March 23rd of 1961, a briefing session on disarmament was held at the State Department. About 75 people attended, representing such organizations as the United World Federalists, Americans for Democratic Action, Women's International League for Peace, American Association for the United Nations Federation of American Scientists, 20th Century Fund, United Auto Workers CIO, and the General Federation of Women's Groups. And he mentions that these people together were involved in promoting this concept of internationalism and peace with understanding a la the United Nations. Now, on May 25th of 61, John F. Kennedy, in a special message to Congress, asked for the establishment of a disarmament agency. On June 23rd, John J. McCloy, Special Advisor to the President on Disarmament and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, sent to the President a draft of a bill to create a new agency. How's that? On June 29th, the President sent the bill to the Senate requesting an enactment, and on that same day, Senators Hubert Horatio Humphrey, Democrat of Minnesota, John Sparkman, Democrat of Alabama, Alexander Wiley, Republican of Wisconsin, John Sherman Cooper, Republican of Kentucky, and others introduced the bill in the Senate, where it became known as S-2180, a bill to establish a United States disarmament agency for world peace and security. Well, this was just the beginning. In John J. McCloy's letter that was transmitted to the President, McCloy revealed that the fundamental purpose of the disarmament agency is to work, listen to this now, openly for world government. Mr. McCloy said, quote, The purpose of this legislation is to establish an agency to work toward the objective of a peaceful world society in which disarmament, except for the forces needed to apply international sanctions, is the accepted condition of international life, unquote. Quote, the agency would participate in the formulation of overall policy affecting disarmament, such as basic national security positions, strengthening the peace-maintaining machinery of international institutions, and procedures for settlement of international disputes, blah, blah, blah. In the president's letter of transmittal to the Congress, Kennedy said that a major purpose of the disarmament agency is to work for world government. This is what Kennedy said. But peace cannot be brought about by concentrating solely on measures to control and eliminate weapons. It must also encompass measures to sustain and strengthen international institutions and the rule of law. A disarmament program should strive toward the creation of a peaceful world society in which disarmament, except for the forces needed to apply international sanctions, meaning against South Africa and Rhodesia, of course, is the accepted condition of international life. Well, the bill itself said, as used in this act, the term disarmament includes the necessary steps to create and strengthen international organizations for the maintenance of peace. Well, the well-known objective in United World Federalists and of all of the relentless advocates of a one-world socialist network is to strengthen the UN until it becomes a world government strong enough to disarm and control all nations outside of the communist bloc. This was in the 60s now, remember. The Disarmament Agency Bill gave the director of the agency, under the direction of the Secretary of State, at that time a salary of $22,500 a year, an entertainment and official courtesies expense fund of $25,000, a confidential expense fund of $50,000 a year, confidential, and a battery of high-salaried assistants and technical personnel, and so on and so forth. Now, on July 28th of 1961, Senator J. William Fulbright, Democrat of Arkansas, delivered a message to the Cubberly Conference at Stanford University in which he said, the president is hobbled in his task of leading the American people to consensus and concerted action by the restrictions of power imposed on him by a constitutional system designed for an 18th century agrarian society, far removed from the centers of world power. You get the message? Constitution is a GD piece of paper. This was Fulbright saying it. Became chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It was for an agrarian society. You got to step into the modern 20th century, and now the 21st century. George Bush is saying the same thing. John Kerry said the same thing. Hillary saying the same thing. Giuliani saying the same thing. It is imperative that we break out of the intellectual confines of cherished and traditional beliefs and open our minds to the possibility that basic changes in our system may be essential to meet the requirements of this century. He, the president alone, among elected officials, can rise above parochialism and private pressures. He alone, in his role as teacher and moral leader, can hope to overcome the excesses and inadequacies of a public opinion that is all too often ignorant of the needs, the dangers, and the opportunities in our foreign relations. How do you like that? You're a bunch of idiots. Fulbright said it. You're a bunch of rednecks. You're a bunch of hillbillies. You don't know what we know. You don't know what George Bush knows. George Bush wants to keep us safe. We'll be right back with more Groundwork. Stay tuned. A lively show again tonight. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back with more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen, reading to you what J. William Fulbright, U.S. Senator, said on July 28, 1961, as he was delivering a message to the conference at Stanford University. And I want to get back to what he said, because now you understand the chronology leading up to the present situation with King George. He said, "He, the president alone among elected officials, can rise above parochialism and private pressures. He alone, in his role as teacher and moral leader, can hope to overcome the excesses and inadequacies of a public opinion that is all too ignorant of the needs and the dangers and the opportunities in our foreign relations." You mean like the America First Committee in World War II? The ignorant people that said, "Get involved in Europe again and you're going to have nothing but a slave state nation in Europe," which is what happened. "You're going to lose American sovereignty, American blood, American men, American women. You're going to lose far more than you gain." Those were the parochial interests, you see, according to Fulbright. The same people who said, "You go and fight in Europe, you'll be fighting in Indochina, you'll be fighting in Korea, you'll be fighting in Africa, you'll be fighting from now until doomsday under the guise of fighting this ism or that ism for the New World Order." So Professor Smoot says, what is it that the shackles of our Constitution and of our, quote, public ignorance keep the president from doing that Fulbright would have him do? Fulbright wants the president free from constitutional restraints so that he can surrender the sovereignty of the American people and nation to a world government. In July 28, 1961, he also said, Fulbright now, in the present era, non-involvement of America in the affairs of other nations is unthinkable, and our proper objective must be the development of a broader community, a concert of free nations, quote-unquote, transcending the limits of national frontiers and national perspective. Boy, if that isn't one-worldism, and that isn't internationalism, and if that is not interventionism, my friends, what is? He said, as an almost existing community, the North Atlantic nations, with their common values as well as common enemies, must surrender far more of their jealousy, guarded sovereignty, than they have already done, and press forward with the development of supranational institutions. That's interesting, isn't it? Adlai Stevenson, does that name ring a bell? On August 15th of the same year, 61, Chief U.S. Delegate to the U.N. spoke to the International Astronomical Union at Berkeley, California, the hotbed of radicalism, urging that the United Nations be strengthened into a world government soon enough to save mankind. Stevenson recommended the immediate establishment of a U.N., quote, peace force capable of deterring or subduing the strongest combinations which might be raised against it. U.N. armies, eh? Like they did in the Congo? At the same time this was being written? And destroyed the nationalist Katanga province? And bombed them into oblivion? Moise Tshombe, the pro-American, anti-communist patriot? I guess so. On August 15, 1961, four former high officials in the Eisenhower administration, Christian Herter, Thomas Gates, wonder if he's related to Robert Gates, General Alfred Grunther, and Henry Cabot Lodge testified before a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee in support of President Kennedy's disarmament agency proposal. Lodge urged the Western powers to set up a unified diplomatic command so that our decision-making machinery will not be cumbersome. Former President Eisenhower wrote a letter strongly endorsing the proposed agency. The New York Times published a special dispatch from Washington, which named no sources of information, but which asserted that the Kennedy administration would put before the UN General Assembly in September a plea for the creation of a world community in the spirit of the United Nations Charter, hoping to strengthen the executive powers of the Secretary General, blah, blah, blah. The Times said, it is in the field of disarmament and the banning of nuclear tests that the United States will make the most radical adjustment of policy. One high official here put it, quote, the Kennedy administration is ready to go into utopia and the utopian business alongside the Soviets. Now, let's continue. On August 31st, I see the break coming up, but this is very, very important that I get this across to our audience. Talcott Parsons, Harvard professor, spoke at the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in St. Louis, advocating a world community in which the differences between communists and non-communists would be presented by a worldwide two-party political system. Uh-huh. Stay tuned for more. I hope you're not on the floor yet. We'll be right back. George Bush is coming up very soon. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, we're back. Now, this professor I mentioned, this genius at Harvard, Talcott Parsons was his name. He spoke at the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in 61, on August 11th, to be exact. 31st, rather, I'm sorry. The end of the month. And he advocated a one-world community in which the differences between communist and non-communist would be represented by a worldwide two-party political system. He contended that communists are as devoted to the ideal of freedom as non-communists are, and he chided the West for its self-righteous implication that we are true to them. Ideals of freedom, he said, but our opponents are not. The communists are not freedom lovers, said Professor Parsons. Well, that wasn't all. His probable influence on the Kennedy administration is implicit not only in his being a Harvard professor, but also in the fact of his being a sociologist. Alice Widener, in her syndicated newspaper column, many of you remember her. She was a great patriot. She was saying that the military, exposing the Fulbright administration, actually, and what she was saying in so many words was these sociologists, like Mr. Parsons, consider themselves an intellectual elite who alone are capable of understanding and enunciating proper governmental policy, especially with regard to communism. Now, an article in the New York Times Magazine, September 3rd of 1961, said, quote, Dr. Jerome Burt Wisner, a former professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is the top planner, arbiter, and counselor of scientific policy within the government, and thus throughout the scientific community at large. Aside from being the president's special assistant for science and technology, he is chairman of the president's science advisory committee. Wisner oversees the operations of all scientifically oriented agencies such as the Defense Department, Atomic Energy Commission, and National Science Foundation. He joins the administration, and along with him, of course, is another group of individuals. And guess which organization Dr. Jerome Burt Wisner is a member of? And this is back in 61 now. Yes, you guessed it, the Council on Foreign Relations. Dr. Ralph K. White, chief of the Soviet Bloc Division of the United States Information Agency's Office of Research and Analysis, also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, at the time, Senator Thomas Dodd, the Democrat from Connecticut, the father of Senator Dodd, Sissy Dodd today, we call him, he had put a Dr. White's speech in the Congressional Record to alert Americans as to what was going on. And this organization, mind you, the U.S. Information Agency, USIA, were responsible for sharing the approach in the Cold War of the chief of the Soviet bloc. Here they were propagandists for the Soviet system of communism, of internationalism, and as Professor Smoot says, the late Senator Joseph McCarthy tried to clean up this same agency in the 1950s, but failed because he ran afoul of the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations. Suggesting the dismantling of the USIA, doubtless, was among the most sensible ideas that anyone could come up with, and Senator Dodd pursued it himself. Now, Professor Smoot concludes here with the subheading, The Plan and the Planners. He says, the intellectuals who dominated the Kennedy administration, most of whom, including the president himself, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, fret under the controls of the Constitution. They fear it. They want the Constitution abolished so that the presidency, which is in their control, can move quickly to socialize the economy of America and then surrender her sovereignty to a one-world socialist system. This has been the objective of the Council on Foreign Relations since Colonel Edward Mandel House founded it at the close of World War I, says Dan Smoot. At present, as we have seen, the Council is making rapid strides toward that objective under the veil of disarmament in the name of peace. One thing the American people can do is to hold accountable at the polls every United States congressman and senator who votes, for instance, for the McCloy Disarmament Agency in 1961. Now, there were many who did, because it did, as you know, go through. Doesn't this sound awfully familiar? Doesn't this sound like what George Baby Bush has been doing of late, ever since those Islamofascists attacked America and her institutions on September 11th, 2001. We need to go all over the world. We need to become a bigger corrupt cop on the beat. And yes, we need, ladies and gentlemen, to continue the process of creating conditions that will lead us into a one-world superstate, so we can all be made safe by Emperor George and company. Well, Directive 51 that we spoke of last week is one major step in the completion of this agenda, ladies and gentlemen. It is the most frightening part of the overall plan of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose adjunct agencies created this directive, and that George Bush will indeed be the man who will be implementing it for the first time in American history. That is frightening, ladies and gentlemen. And so we hear that George Bush is now creating with contracts with these groups and major companies. Dick Cheney's Halliburton, I think, rings a bell, doesn't it? The internment camps in America that will house people like Dr. Corsi, Rick Adams, they think, Scott Smith, Michael Piper, and all of you out there who think that you're going to protest against this New World Order. Friends, these people mean business. We've been saying this now for how many years? Dan Smoot said it years ago, and people before him said it, warning America as to what would happen in the future with this evil, invisible government that runs this country, run by hardcore neocons and Zionists, no doubt, who are leading up to a system of political, economic, and religious control that will ultimately proceed from Jerusalem. Ultimately. We're reading about all of this now. The hate crimes bill, the amnesty bill, and you see how angry George Bush got yesterday. The fact that the American people are beginning to wake up to his con game. They're beginning to call a spade a spade. They're beginning to name names. They're beginning to stand up and say, enough is enough, King George. Well, King George is upset. Now we have a man with TB quarantined by the government. Quarantined! But not the illegals that are coming across the border, infecting our schools, our students, our families. No, George Bush said, we can't do that. That would be unfriendly. That would be unneighborly to take trespassers and criminals and terrorists, perhaps, and punish them for their plans and their deeds. So who do you think will be in these internment camps that Professor Corsi has been writing about now, with direct links to the government, to the Bush administration, showing the same Dick Cheney, George Bush cabal of neocons that plan to have all of the dissidents rounded up and put in these camps, depending on which emergency and who's out front. Take a guess. First two don't count. Obviously, we have come full circle, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in the grips and on the verge of a total, complete takeover by this crowd of psychopathic killers in Washington. And I mean killers. These people have wasted absolutely no thought of repentance, no thought of sorrow, batted not even a single eyelash while sending men and women to die across oceans once again, as they did in World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, and on and on and on and on and on. They are satanic. They are demonic. They are sons and servants of Cain and his crowd. My friends, this is the same group who control the media in America today. The major media are owned lock, stock, and barrel by this same cabal. So you see, from nearly a half century ago to the present, we have seen crisis creation and crisis utilization. The old dialectic designed to do what? To bring about the conditions from which America cannot return from a one-world system. Locked and loaded, as they say, into the one-world socialist, communist, globalist, internationalist, Zionist world government. And the excuse now, the new enemy now, is the Islamic world, when in fact they are the only ones who are resisting the New World Order, who want no part of it, and who told George Bush he can go to you-know-where in a handbasket and stay there and burn, which is where he will go. My friends, no one can deny it now. It's all in the open. Can we say the C word? No, we can't say the C word, conspiracy, can we? That would be unthinkable. That would conjure up images of Rosie. Oh, my goodness, and paranoia. We wouldn't want to be paranoid. We wouldn't want to be McCarthyites now, would we? Be all nerved, all upset about the enslavement of the world with American aid, comfort, and foreplanning. No. Fulbright said, let's welcome it. We have a duty to bypass the will of the American people. We have an obligation to ignore the will of the goyim, of those masses of people who don't know what needs to be done in the face of crises across the oceans. You dummies out there, you cab drivers, you dumb street sweepers, you maintenance people, that's what you are. Bunch of dummies, they say. We know what's best for you. George Bush says, I'm the one that gets to make the decision. I'm the one that decides to send our troops into harm's way. And then when they come back dead and dismembered, we don't dare say they come back in caskets. They're in burial tombs. And then we restrict protests to selected areas, free speech areas, where it's permitted. And now the latest, George Bush deciding the time has come to ban pictures of our wounded dead in the media. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a sick psychopathic killer in the White House. There's no question about it. Now, the reason is, I believe, is because he is our judge. Yes, he's our Nero. He has been allowed to ascend to the streets of the United States and to the seat of power in Washington as our judge. He is our judge. Go back to the captivity of the Israelites, and you will see the same proclamation from the Lord. Satan and his minions are used by God to punish his people when they turn from him. Now, because we've turned from him, because we've turned away from the truth, and we have abandoned our own heritage, and we are becoming cesspools of filth and garbage and trash, we are now given the most evil, wicked rulers that any nation could ever have. And we have them. Make no mistake about it. George Bush is just one of them. But they're a dime a dozen. My friend, these people are a dime a dozen. Like cockroaches. You find one, two, three. Guess what? You've got an invasion of them now. And as the man said, Tom Anderson used to say years ago, when he formed the American Party, the third party at the time, he said, politicians are like cockroaches. It's not so much what they fall into and mess up, it's what they pick up and carry away. And indeed, that metaphor, that simile, is quite true, ladies and gentlemen. So, are you ready for Directive 51? Are you ready for an emergency state that George Bush will proclaim, and by his signing of a statement abolishes the Constitution once and for all, puts him in total power? in this 100-year war that he said we will fight? After all, Brother Jeb can take over. Absolutely. We can bring in more of the Bushes. We can bring in more of the elite. And more of the Elliot Abrams. And the Dulk Fifes. They'll take care of the situation. And it'll be linked right back to that city of Jerusalem. Eventually. Not today, maybe. Not tomorrow. But sooner than you think. My friends, it's a one-world system created by Satan and brought about by his men, his tools on this earth. King Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. George Bush, you are the rod of chastisement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be chastised. All right, we'll take calls. We'll take calls now, from now on. We haven't really finished, but we've at the point where I think our visceral juices are flowing. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with our calls.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All righty. They're doing it. They're doing it, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-313-9443. is the number. 800-313-9443. What will it be? A hurricane? Tornado? Maybe this invasion from Mexico and Canada and from the high seas that George Bush wants so that he can proclaim a state of emergency? You tell me. Joe in Texas is first off. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm riled up. My visceral juices are flowing.
Well, God bless you.
Amen.
May his mercy and grace keep shining on you because you are a true Paul Revere, man.
Well, thank you.
Rick, I just wanted to say that you asked me a question one time, and I didn't get the answer, man. And as a vet in the Marines down in Nicaragua, the question that you asked me was, did I feel betrayed by our government? And, Rick, I want to answer the question. Yes, I did. Because
I had a feeling you'd say that, yes.
Rick, I did feel betrayed because I know what they're doing, and, you know, it breaks my heart, Rick, that all of our boys and our soldiers that are in, man, the armed services, are giving their heart for their country, and they do not realize what kind of government that's controlling them. And
I
don't mean
necessarily. Got a clue.
And I don't necessarily, Rick, mean the government. I know there's good people in the government, but very few. And that I hope that they don't get to a point. I hope that their patriotism continues when they get back home, and in a good way. And, you know, I know that, like, you know, going to the border every weekend, Rick, it's not much, but when you get, you know, 30, 40 people coming into our country, it's just, you know, and I know we're getting on a baby boomer generation. I'm almost 50, Rick, and I know what's going to happen. I know. And they're trying, Rick, to get us all in a slave state of mind. They're all trying to get us to work for less wages. They care about themselves. There are a few, man, in Congress. Very, very few that are trying. But it's all about money, Rick. You know it, and I know it. But I just want to say, man, God bless you, man. And don't let God's mercy and grace be with you, because you are a true voice. I listen to everything you said tonight, and I hope the people hear what's going on, Rick.
They do. They do. Trust me.
But, Rick, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Joe, for what you're doing. And may the Lord grant you wisdom and unction to continue to do his will. Thank you.
Rick, I listen to him every day.
I can see that.
I listen to him every day by the Spirit.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Thank you. And
thank
may you,
Rick.
Have the blessings as well as all who should, who do the will of the Lord. You see, this is a spiritual war, ladies and gentlemen. The forces of Christ versus the forces of Antichrist. Call it what you will. But it is a war of Satan against God. I mean, we're not dealing with ordinary flesh and blood here. We're dealing with powers of evil. George Bush personifies that evil, laughing and giggling at Americans as they suffer. American troops that come home, caught off camera, giggling and laughing when they die in Iraq and in Afghanistan. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay tuned. Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more calls, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a